Welcome to Sewing Out Loud, the official podcast of ZD Sewing Studio. Here are your hosts, ZD and Mallory.
Sewing Out Loud.
Hello, and welcome to the podcast. I'm Mallory Donahue.
And I'm ZD Donahue.
And today we're going to talk through the process of our crazy quilted stockings that ZD made. Crazy quilted stockings.
Well, I first made these for Hillary and Josh, and they're having their 20th wedding anniversary.
Oh, my gosh.
So I must have started this 20 years ago, and it was like, you know, just one of those inspirational ideas the way you're driving down the street, and I'm like, okay, we did so many stockings when we had our shop, you know, embroidered the top, you know, that they all started looking the same to me.
Okay.
And I guess I thought, I really want this to be something like special. I want it to have some sort of impact. Something that doesn't look like a stocking you can buy.
Okay.
And I sure got that, didn't I?
Yeah. Yeah, they're very unique.
And then, you know, when Catherine came, which they were married, I guess, what, 2.5 years?
Well, no. It would have been like 4 years.
Almost 4 years,
like 16,
I guess. Yeah. So, then I was like, now how do I outdo this, you know? So then what happened is I made, like, the same style, only it was ginormous.
Jumbo stocking.
It's a huge stocking. It's like, what, 3 feet tall?
Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, 9 inches wide and whatever. But and it was funny because I showed, you know, I always showed the stockings in sewing club when, you know, of course, the holidays came around and everything. And when I showed the one for Catherine, which was the ginormous one, everybody was like, oh, my gosh, but it's so big. You've got to put so much in it. And I'm like, I don't. The parents
It's for the grandchildren.
It's the parents' problem. It's not my problem. Because I actually felt like the stockings we had when you were growing up were not big enough.
Okay.
I had wished that they were bigger.
Okay.
So I did make Hillary and Josh's, you know, a little bit bigger. But when we got to Catherine's, I made it huge. So at the time, I was doing a lot of costuming. And I had all of the scrap fabric that was gorgeous, like, you know, flashy stuff. Somewhat sequins and, you know, a lot of satins, like all brocades, all these fabrics. And a lot of them I had used for Hillary.
Uh-huh.
So what I did is I tried to make a memory crazy quilt stocking was sort of where this went to. And I was choosing fabric, you know, I took fabric from her wedding dress. Not from it, but fabric that I used to make it. And I also embroidered, like, the calla lily that was on her dress. So what is on these stockings? Like, everything.
Right.
So they're a patchwork stock. So I start out by embroidering the name. And you did this differently for me.
Yeah, yeah.
It's funny because Mallory and I just made some for her children who are
4 and 6.
4 and 6 and... We're
don't
just
have,
now getting
have
it.
Not
they
had
have
Christmas
like
stockings.
Gross Christmas stockings.
Were they,
like,
we, no, they don't.
Oh,
have
they don't have any
Christmas
oh,
stockings.
Okay. I thought you had like you
no.
Know.
There are no.
Oh, okay.
Currently, even at the time of this recording, technically they don't have stockings yet. It's December 15th, yeah. So we need to get these done.
They should be done like today or tomorrow.
They haven't missed them like.
Well, and
yet.
And what another thing that's been kind of fun with this, they have watched them progress.
Right.
So anyway, I started out by taking a piece of fabric and embroidering the person's name on it.
Right.
So the name was not going to go on the cuff.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I didn't even know if there was going to be a cuff
when
I first started this, okay? So I picked the fabric, you know, put the person's name on it in a non-traditional sense, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
And these are non-traditional colors, so you don't have just... You know, white and red and green and maybe.
No,
you know,
it's like, it's just like everything.
Right. This is anything that I thought possibly went together. but it didn't have to go together because of all the stuff I did to it.
Right. So you first, when we say crazy quilt, so this was kind of popular, like some books came out.
I taught a lot of classes on this.
Did a bunch of this like crazy quilting that was ended up being decorative and sort of opulent, and you're using satins and you're using velvets and all this stuff. And then, so you start out.
She actually used upholstery fabric.
She used upholstery fabric. And that's actually what I ended up using for my stockings for Derek and me. So it's this kind of non-traditional crazy log cabin sort of thing where you layer
the flip and stitch. Right. And when she says long cabin, it's not, you know, a rectangle.
Yeah, instead of being a square, we use like a pentagon.
Right.
Or a hexagon.
I like five sides.
Yeah, five sides is nice. Mm-hmm. So it's more of a pentagonal type log cabin. So you piece all, you flip and stitch and flip and stitch, and then you add a bunch of crap afterwards.
So, you know, I think one reason this got created this way is, of course, I am trying to demo this for people. I'm trying to show this in club and show people what they can do with their machines and all this.
It's great demo.
So, you know, on all of the seams, then I went back and I did decorative stitches.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if it was somebody who, liked bicycles, it might wind up with a bicycle decorative stitch on it. And, you know, if they, whatever they liked, you know, and of course there's several that look sort of like snowflakes. And then there's always the ones I call chicken feet that are like the feather stitch.
Yeah, you know, there's ones that are just like pretty.
Right. You know. Or ones I'm like, I'll never get to use this anyplace else. I'm going to use it right here, you know. So that would have been sort of my next
Well, let's back up a little bit.
Right.
I want to say that when you're doing something like this, and some people might just already know this, experience, but like some people might not.
Right.
So you have this big stocking pattern, or maybe you're making a small one, whatever size it is. You have a base fabric. And the base fabric for all of our crazy quilt stuff is this canvas that has pots and pans painted all over it. And we've just been using it for decades. We use the side without the pots and pans all over it. And you trace the shape of the stocking.
So it's a heavy, like, home deck canvas is what it is. Yeah.
So you have this. You trace the shape of your stocking to make sure you're covering all your real estate. But that's not your final shape, because when you do all this stitching and flipping,
you may be shrinking.
Shrinking, distorting, skewing, whatever. So you're sort of, so mom pre-embroidered the name. So, like, okay, we're going to make sure that gets on the stocking.
Right.
You know, we're going to make sure that piece gets on there. And, you know, I didn't, but I was looking at color blocking, and I'm like, okay, do I have everything? Do I have the toe covered? Do I have the heel covered? Okay, we've got plenty of room around here, and we know our stocking pattern, we can lay it back over, make sure we're all covered, because they are really big. And when you stitch and flip, if you're new to stitching and flipping, and you're using weird scraps.
Well, that's it, too. Like, we have satin scraps. We have scraps that are, like, knitted sequins.
Well, and I even mean the shape, because there was this one scrap I ended up, I didn't throw it away, but I, like, moved it out of, I stopped trying to use it, because it was the weirdest shape, and I kept trying to, like, figure out how to stitch and flip it so it would cover what I wanted, you know. So when you stitch and flip, you really have to make sure that you're getting the coverage you're seeking.
Right.
On these angles,
right.
Okay, and then you end up trimming sometimes.
Well, I always trim the back off.
Trim the back,
These wind up getting pretty heavy and pretty thick.
And it's like you think you're getting all this coverage, but then your next one goes on. You're like, oh, that's getting covered more, you know. So you have all this stitch and flip action going on. And anyway, that process can distort your base fabric.
Right.
So you don't want to be like, oh, I cut out my stocking pattern.
Right.
And now it's an inch shorter
than I wanted it.
Exactly.
Or narrower, it got way narrow and it's.
So you always want to give yourself a healthy rectangle. Right. Okay.
So you have a healthy rectangle.
And then I just
draw it around the pattern with like a pencil.
Yes. A pencil. You can, you know, whatever. I mean, you can use a permanent marker. No one's going to see it. You know.
Done that too.
Whatever works. And then you can kind of make sure you're covering it. Then what I did afterwards, I laid the pattern over it. And I kind of just roughly traced around it with, see, the pattern includes seam allowance.
Right.
But I traced around it a little, gave it some more border.
Right.
Because then you're going to do your decorative stitching and stuff and your couching and everything, which can further distort. So just so you all know, every step of the way, like, you're not doing something wrong if you manipulate fabric a whole bunch and it shrinks down.
Right.
It will. That is
that
totally
will happen.
Appropriate.
Right.
You just have to account for it beforehand.
Right.
So just so people know that that's appropriate. Right. I do think.
Now, with the canvas, I believe you have less distortion, and that is why I like it.
Right.
Also,
very true.
With that duct fabric or canvas or whatever you decide to use, you've got body to it, and this stocking will hold its shape, and especially for the big, huge ones.
Right.
You know, if you did all this, and we haven't even talked about the junk yet that we
put on
this.
Yeah, we're not there yet.
I mean, this stitching, this is like nothing.
That's
if you stopped there, it's still, it's pretty.
It's really pretty.
It's pretty right there, okay? But we go on with this. And so, you know, having the meatiness and heftiness of a canvas like that is very important to me.
And we don't.
Now, I'm not cutting the back out of the canvas.
Right.
This is just this front.
We're
only talking about the front
right now.
Front
of the stocking. The other thing we don't do, which I think somebody could do, which could be cool, we don't include any batting in our process or like a foamy, soft and stable or something.
I feel like it is thick enough.
We do so much decorative work on it.
And also our fabrics are thick. They're not quilted cotton.
No.
So, you know, this is going to be where you're going to.
I do think it would be kind of fun, though, to, like, use Annie Soft and Stable as the base.
And do a puffy.
And it would be puffy. I think maybe you wouldn't want to do as much couching and stuff as we end up doing.
True.
Because it would kind of just get
and
little,
you can even get more contorted probably.
Yeah, you'll get a lot of distortion and stuff, but if you just wanted like kind of puffy quilt block looking stocking, that could be super fun. The Annie Soft and Stable, it will distort like anything, but I think it's also a good base, like the canvas is,
right,
you know,
right.
So anyway, just want to bring that up, like, it's all you have to do if you're looking to do some surface design or some fabric manipulation or something. Just give yourself grace. It's totally okay. Speaking of fabric manipulation, cool things to include in your crazy quilt stockings. If you've ever gone to like some kind of smocking class, or, you know, I should have brought those up here. I've got samples from college. Yeah, like
it.
You can use a textured fabric.
Right.
You were talking about, so actually, I sewed some of these. And I sewed some patches on or some, you know, did some stitch and flip. And I got some tucks on some of that stretch velvet. And see, Mom was like, oh, do you mind if I read you the stitching?
Well, the other thing is, you didn't know that I did, is on the sequins, I backed it with another fabric.
Okay. So let's talk a little bit about that before we get to all the couching and everything.
That was a stretchy, see-through sequin thing, okay? You had made tights out of it, actually, one time.
So you can back your fabrics?
Right. And there's a couple of ways to back it. You can just, you can just lay it together and stitch it on if you want. You can do the spray adhesive.
I was going to say.
Which is a fun thing for me. I love that stuff.
Okay, the spray adhesive, I think I should have used more of.
Yes.
In this.
And we have been using more of that. In the last, 5 years, I think.
It's just
gotten real popular.
Real quick, the stuff we like, because people ask, we like the Sulky KK2000 or the MSA 1000. It's a Madeira product. The Sulky KK2000 stuff I see at, like, Joann and stuff.
Right.
It is not a permanent adhesive.
Right.
It's temporary.
And you can reposition.
You can, it doesn't seem to gum up the needle like a permanent adhesive
now,
would.
Okay. If you spray this and don't use it, like use your...
It'll loosen up.
It may loosen up because it won't permanently hold it. You pretty much really need to use it, you know, put it down and sew it.
So I did use the spray adhesive to spray down like my starter patch.
Right.
But then on like that stretch velvet, I wish I would have stitched and then sprayed and flipped.
Right.
to smooth it down and keep it from getting
tight. And that was also happening on the
sequins.
The sequin. And the other thing with the sequin is I felt like I could see through it too well.
Oh, yeah.
To the canvas, I didn't like it, so I don't even want it. I put a piece of satin under it.
Yeah, put something under it.
That also stabilized it, because you go to sewing on that, too, and it wants to,
you start to do all your other stuff.
You're doing all this manipulation. That wants to stretch under your presser.
So you can back them. So don't shy away from using, like, a sheer fabric, either.
I think there's some where I have lace over a fabric, things like that. Samples of something. I think that's what it wound up on Hillary's stocking was. I had stitched several samples of this calla lily she wanted on her dress.
So I stuck
one of the.
You know, I thought about getting out some of my wedding dress fabric.
I did too, and I didn't know where it was.
It's right there. It's on top. It's right. Okay. You put it there.
Did we put any buttons on it? I was thinking about putting a button from it on that stocking.
Oh, were there buttons on my wedding dress?
I don't think there was. I think
it was just like one brooch.
Invisible zipper.
There's like one brochey thingy.
But we'll get there.
Okay.
Because there are some memory things from your wedding.
So, yeah, you can. And also, okay, so I had a tuck in this velvet, and I was like, we're going to put a brooch on top of that. So it's just fully prepared.
I guess the problem I see in I want the fabric nice and flat is when you go to sewing. Because the next thing I do after I do this decorative stitching as I start to couch.
And we'll...
This is my favorite part,
we'll talk about that in half number two. It's time for a fabulous end-of-year fabric sale from the one and only L.A. Finch Fabrics.
Josie and her team source high-quality, on-trend fabrics for garment stitchers and quilters and provide some of the best customer service in the industry. Their goal is to make designer fabrics from the LA Garment District available to as many people as possible. Sounds good to me.
From now until December 31st, 2021, you can get $10 off your $50 order with code HAPPYMAIL10. That's HAPPYMAIL10. This discount cannot be combined with other discounts and excludes gift card purchases.
Go to LAFinchFabrics.com to browse patterns, notions, unique fabric offerings you won't find anywhere else. Right now, there is a wide selection of designer deadstock wool coating fabrics, but they won't last long.
Make sure to use the code HAPPYMAIL10 at checkout, and if you spend over $65, you'll get free shipping in the continental U.S.
Thanks, L.A. Finch!
Sewing out loud.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com. Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
And we're back.
My favorite thing to do is...
Yeah, I'm kind of sad I didn't get to do any of this, but, like, it just didn't work out.
I was going to let her do it, but...
No, you
needed
to do it.
We just need to get them done, and I had this day where I had this, like, spurt of energy, and I'm like, I'm going for it.
Well, Derek was like, I was saying, my mom did, like, this to the stock. He's like, well, I thought you were making it. I was like, the studio is making it. They're coming from the workshop of ZD and Mallory, like the house of ZD and Mallory.
Oh, maybe that's what I'll put on the back. From the studio. Mama and Sugar.
Oh, that's a good one.
We'll talk about couching. So couching, if anybody doesn't know what couching is when you stitch on top of something and you're applying it on. And it's usually cording, ribbon.
Beads,
anything that's in a long... string-like fashion, right?
Yeah, so you're
applying. String has been couched on.
Yeah, string, yes. String and beads and whatnot.
I've even couched on little strips of Lycra type fabric, because if it was like shiny or something, I'd cut little strips and I'd use it and I'd just couch it. So how you couch is, this goes under your presser foot, and I use a different foot depending on what this
couching
is. So it might be a beading foot, a cording foot. There's many, many types of couching feet that you can send, you know, threads through, or, you know, types of decorative string through, yarns. Yarn's big. Oh my gosh. The yarn.
Did you do any beads?
Cause I didn't do any beads.
Well, there's a reason for that, I think. But beads are fun to couch.
Right, right. I don't even know if I did beads on anybody else's. I can't remember. But anyway, I gather any kind of trim that you might want to couch on, you can do that. Especially trim that you've used on your wedding dress or something that you want
to
get on.
Right, something
there,
special.
Something like that. So I love this because I just start driving, okay? And I just start stitching and curling it around and going and...
When you couch, you use kind of a long zigzag.
Okay, it depends on what it is, of course.
But like...
How wide? Long, yeah. I usually do like a 4.
Okay, so since you get to do it long, everybody, this makes it so that you almost get an experience, like free motion,
right?
A little bit,
right?
When you have a long stitch, it gives you more time to like pivot your fabric while the needle's in the air.
Well, and if I want to make like a tiny curly Q, I will shorten the stitch
and
so
slow
that
down.
I make sure I'm hitting.
Yeah,
it.
But you can kind of like when you got a long stitch, you can sort of sit there and sway
just
side
funny
to side,
you're just,
you know,
you're
with your fabric
and you're, you know, curling around.
Okay,
and whatever.
We need to do a couching class as a live.
It's just so much fun.
Isn't that right?
Sure.
Couching class.
We'll do that.
January 2022.
Okay. So I need to look at these.
Hold on. I'll go get them. You talk into the microphone.
So I did. I know there was this yarn that I bought years ago, and it had this little funny feathery thing that had a metallic thread in it, and it is my favorite. It almost looks like little jewels.
I hope that I said a curse word over at the sewing table. I hope the microphone didn't.
Oh, I didn't hear it. Okay. Did you screw up my stuff? So there is some trim on here. There's some soutache. There is some other
sequins?
Little funny.
Did you already say sequins? I'm sorry.
Yes, because the kids saw the sequins laying there. They said, we're getting those, aren't we?
This is kind of fun that actually, since they're a little older, like that they're getting a little input on the stockings.
And this
is kind of fun.
So I have what? Like on this one, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Looks like maybe 10 lines of couching.
Okay, yeah.
Zelda might have more.
So, yeah. Zeddy was talking about all this couching. This is where you don't want a bulky surface. You don't want any tucks because you don't want to run into them with your foot. Even if you don't try to couch over the tuck, your foot could hit it or something.
Right, or you just get hung up. And here is also where somehow, no matter what colors you put in this, no matter what fabric you put in this, this pulls it together.
I must
admit.
It
just pulls it together. It's kind of amazing. I was kind of
intimidated. I was like, oh, how do I know this is going to like look all good together? I think you're better at picking out colors for anything than I am. And so I was like nervous about the scraps that I had put together. But you're right. The couching, it's like, okay, well, then you put this teal stuff running through the whole thing and this gold kind of running through the whole thing. And it does tie it together.
So it's like, well, there it is. Or you're like, oh my gosh, I've got this green patch and there's no other green on here. So you can get some green on there many ways, you know, by doing your decorative stitching or picking out something green to couch. And I do like to add into the couching, I usually like to get some white and some silver and some black.
Yeah.
I really like to put black in here, and that might sound funny on a...
it gives it some pop, though.
There's something about it, right. It just you get a contrast. So that I really like to put there. Now, these also have a little heart on them that I applicate on out of some... this was actually part of one of my costumes, and it was... you know, a lycra that was costumey, and it's holographic. And I had cut out a heart, and I just had it laying on the sewing bench. And Zelda does, is that going on my stocking? And I said, well, it can. And Jerome says, well, I have to have one too. So
yeah.
I cut another one. So, you know, you can applique on here.
So this is kind of fun. Like, so we know that these two kids, they like live in the same household. Their stockings right. are going to get hung up together. So they both got some of the blue sequin fabric on there.
Right.
They both got some of this like teal satin.
Right.
You know, we did incorporate a few repeat fabrics.
We have a fabric we commonly use at holiday time, which is a white with a silver.
That I stole.
Yeah. Well, it was kind of a thing that came out of it. Well, and, you know, here's another fabric that was on
Which one?
Costume.
I can't see.
This one.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah. The kids come up here sometimes and they'll see a fabric and they just, oh, that's just so cool.
Right.
Doesn't matter what it's supposed to be used for.
Right.
You know, and they will just request it, you know. So it's cool to incorporate that.
So their stockings do not have the same fabrics, but they do have some of the same fabrics.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And they don't look alike. They don't have the same shapes on them, but they do have some of the same. Some of the, like Jerome, I think, has this dark purple sequin, and Zelda doesn't have it.
Uh-huh.
But Zelda has, I don't know, what color is this? Is this
magenta?
Magenta?
I
guess
fuchsia.
It's magenta, yeah. She has a magenta sequin on hers. Now, I only had like 6 inches of this magenta sequin. What am I ever going to do with it? It's going to go on a stocking.
There you go.
So anyway, that's not all we do. Okay.
So that's couching.
That's couching.
So we've...
That's the couching part.
Wait. Okay. We've gotten our rectangle. We've traced our shape. We stitched and flipped. I retraced the shape a little bit on there just to give myself a little guideline.
Uh-huh.
And we couched.
Right.
And decorative stitched. Maybe I missed that. After you flip and stitch, you do all the decorative stitching on the seams and randomly throughout the stocking. Now what's next?
So what is next is I actually do cut out the stocking shape.
Now you cut out the shape of the stocking.
I do cut out the stocking shape. And I also put a cording in the seam of the stocking from the front and the back so that there is some sort of edging going around this. Again, to bring it together,
mm-hmm.
to stop the eye also from all of the shapes and movement, right?
Right.
Because you have, with the flip and stitch is, you know, these geometric shapes.
Yeah.
And then the couching is the flow and the movement. Okay.
Right.
So your eyes are going all over the place.
Right.
So if, you know, everybody has some sort of cording on the edge of their stocking that is in the seam from the front to the back.
Right.
So I cut its shape, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I lay down and put the cording on the front because it is actually sort of a flip and stitch too, right?
Right.
Because it has a flange that goes along the edge. And I've allowed for the seam allowance of whatever it is. And then there's this cording so that eventually I will put the back on, you know, stitch around and flip it. So I put that on. But we're not finished embellishing. Can you believe that?
Right. So you cut out the shape of the stocking to put the piping or the cording or whatever on. And, you know, you had to do that. And then the next part of the embellishment, I know it was all like distortion. This doesn't distort it a lot.
What we're going to do next really isn't a distorting thing.
So,
but one of the things I do is I decide what's going to go on the top of the stocking, and I don't cuff the stocking.
Yeah, we don't put cuffs on these.
It's usually some type of fringy embellishment,
mm-hmm.
okay? But it's nothing ordinary at all. On these, I actually have 2 layers of a fringe, and this was a pre-made fringe. And then I have a beaded fringe that I put on top of that.
Uh-huh.
And then eventually, after the stocking is put together, I do have another piece of silver glitzy thing that will go on the
go
edge
on the top.
To finish it. So some of these I've made my own you know,
fringe
yeah. for it, right? Out of ribbon or whatever, you know, putting that together. But this seemed to work out. This what I have.
So the next step is where
more embellishment
is where like anyone who likes to save a bunch of little crap for years and decades is completely rewarded by their habit.
And you can tell all of your friends and family, see, there was a reason for me to keep
that. So if you have like tension about, you know, oh, should I keep this or should I not? This is the time where it may be rewarded. So we keep little pieces of costume jewelry,
right.
or
that died, or jewelry we don't wear anymore.
Whatever. You
buttons.
Know, and you can decide, once again, if you are like, I can't keep everything, you keep two boxes, two shoe boxes, or you keep,
instead,
you know, one or
eight.
Yeah, instead of, you know, a whole shelf. You know, give yourself a container and you know, keep what will fit. Also, I was just noticing, like, let's pretend you're trying to keep this container to a level. We have this bracelet. It's got a bunch of purple beads on it.
Right.
It's like, you know, you could like just keep half that bracelet.
Right.
Because you're gonna like cut it up and stuff, you know?
Right.
So you could do that. But anyway, we add a bunch of like charms and beads, and they have to do with the kid's interest.
Or the person's interest.
Or whatever.
Right.
And so like Zelda sews, and she's just a big maker. Like, actually, I haven't showed you this, but Derek had a model of a whale shark on his table today, and she made a three-dimensional paper whale shark this morning before school. So she's just a big maker. So we got like scissors, we got a sewing machine. Jerome, of course, mom has a
okay.
What'd you have? What do you have for Jerome?
What kind of pins do you call this, that where they go through and the
stabby pin? I don't know.
Yeah, the stabby pin, you know,
stabby
where
pin.
It stabs through and has a thing on the back. What do you call that?
I don't know.
It's not a stick pin. Something.
I have no
anyway,
idea.
Anyway, I'm like, oh my God, I found a train. I have a train. I don't know why I have a train,
like,
but I have a train.
You knew a train had to go on Jerome's stocking
right.
somehow.
There had to be a train. We have a starfish and a sand dollar that was a pair of earrings, so they each got one on there.
So that's kind of fun, because if you have a pair of earrings and it's like more than one kid, you can be like, oh, one for each.
So
you know?
We go on beach vacations.
Mm-hmm.
I also have shells from our beach vacations, and I like to pick up shells that already have little holes in them. Or
there you go, little scrap shell.
And so I will like put that on, and I will take glitzy beads and string, you know, that's all, put it on by sort of sewing through the beads and putting it on that. On Hillary's stocking, I do have a button from her wedding dress.
Yeah, yeah.
On these, we have some whale tails, because you guys went whale watching.
We went whale watching. So,
and
yeah, mom
was
like, whale tails?
That was a pair
tails?
Of earrings.
And I'm like, yeah, they've seen whales.
And
you know?
I found a unicorn.
Unicorn for Zelda.
Jerome
is getting some more music stuff. He's our kid. He's like obsessed with music.
Right. And we have a harp, and we have a music note, and we have turtles, and we have two. Now, none of these match.
They're just
this is scrappy stuff. Okay?
Random crap.
Right. And we have turtles and fish, right? And frogs. We have so many frogs.
They
at our
catch
house
all the frogs
at the pond.
Yeah.
We have frogs all over the place. Now, these don't have to be a charm with a hole in them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you will figure out how to put these on. So the frogs I have were apparently a pair of earrings. I will put just the frog on, and I'll have to like sew over his leg. Okay,
uh-huh.
So most of this is done by hand.
Right, this part's
and that
done
is
by hand.
One reason that you're not taking up, or you don't have to worry about your shape here anymore.
Right, and it's just such little like, oh, it's a couple stitches.
Right.
Or a couple beads.
Right.
Or,
now,
know.
Jerome's name is embroidered, you know, as we said in the beginning, how we identify everybody's stocking. But the one thing is we call this kid Jum. I mean,
J-U-M.
J-U-M. Yeah. And I did get Jum on his stocking also. I did embroider with just the decorative stitch.
You, on Catherine's, you did decorative stitch that said happy, because that was like one of her
that
first words.
That was like
words.
Her first word,
yeah.
Right.
Oh, you know what?
On Hillary and Josh's, I actually have fishing lures.
Because
they used to go on an annual trip with Jerry every year. And I put, and I mean, they're cool, you know, little feathers hanging off.
You know what? Zelda needs an owl if we find one. Oh, that's true. That was one of her first words.
I also have a pair of earrings that Mallory made for
her prom.
It was the salmon dress, I think.
Talk about
wasn't it?
Yeah.
For her prom. And
so we're going to pop those on
there.
They
were these dangly, yes, dangly, you know, pink and glitzy things. And I'm going to put one of those on each of theirs.
Now, for my wedding, I didn't carry flowers. I made myself a brooch bouquet. And I actually have it, like, on my dresser in my room. And the kids like to, like, look at it and stuff. And I'm totally cool with, like, taking this thing apart for a scrap, you know.
That's where one of the turtles came from.
That's where one of the turtles came from. And we got engaged in Paris, and so there was an Eiffel Tower on
and
the bouquet.
And then I had an extra Eiffel Tower.
She had an Eiffel Tower. So we'll pop some Eiffel Towers on there, you know. So these little charms are a lot of fun.
So some of the charms are on there, you know, tight, mm-hmm. sort of, and some of them will move.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And then you'll make a back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then you'll make a back.
And for this particular stocking, you have to make a back, and you make a lining.
Mm-hmm.
At least I would make
a lining. I was going to say, ZD lines them.
I don't know why you wouldn't make a lining. But anyway, so on the back of these particular stockings, because Mom and
Sugar
made them, or Mama and Sugar made them, I am going to put a small bit of embroidery that has, you know, our name and the year.
Yeah.
But I think maybe from the studio of Mama and
I like
Didi.
That.
I like that.
The other thing is, with these charms, let's pretend you're like on top of your game and you make this stocking for a baby who has no personality yet.
Right.
These charms, you could sew them on afterwards really carefully.
Right.
You could kind of get the lining
out
of there.
Yeah, it's no big deal,
You could hand sew on some stuff. I mean, you could even go through the lining.
Yeah, it wouldn't
if
hurt.
You had, yeah, it wouldn't be terrible. You could hand sew on some charms. So you could, like, leave room, you know.
Absolutely. I mean, in fact, if it was a very, very young child, I wouldn't put a lot on it.
Yeah.
I would leave space so that later when they played the trumpet, Josh has trumpet on his. Josh has a little charm that's a beer. It's like a little beer mug. It has foam coming out of the top. You know, you find a lot of these charms like in the scrapbooking stuff now.
Uh-huh.
You can find things like that. So, and they're themed.
Right.
So if somebody's a winemaker, you can find like a bottle of wine and a corkscrew.
Right.
So that's really great. And the first year I did the one with Catherine, okay.
Uh-huh.
And I was so big and everybody was, oh my gosh, you know, what are you going to put it? It was so funny because the next club, right? Oh, I can't remember the woman's name. Oh my gosh. But anyway, she came in. I can see her in my, she came in with the stocking that her son-in-law was a computer nerd,
uh-huh.
right? And she had put on all of these computer components.
Oh, like chips and stuff.
Yeah,
oh, that's
yeah, like
funny.
The guts of a computer, you know, and they were beautiful.
Yeah.
Some of them were, you know, little boards and stuff. And I can't remember what it was, but it was something really big they were putting in it. So this sucker was like 20 inches wide. Actually, it was kind of short. It was more short and stubby than mine, but kind of like long, you know.
Uh-huh.
And but she said, so I had to get these dimensions so we could put this in it. And she said, this guy went crazy over this.
Oh, he just loved it.
Yeah,
that's funny.
But it was so funny. And she just made hers red.
Uh-huh.
With a white cuff on it, okay?
Uh-huh.
But she got the idea that I can put all these computer components on here.
I think these would be cool. So these are just whatever colors, right? Like,
right.
Just whatever we want. It would be cool to do some kind of, like, color scheme.
Yeah.
You know, somebody could do, so. Oh, I always decorate with these colors for Christmas or whatever, you know.
Absolutely.
And I think that would be neat.
Or I would cut up the old stockings.
Mm-hmm.
So if you had stockings that you sort of liked, and now maybe you've got more family members, or now, you know, you've got the kids have gotten married and they have spouses, maybe cut up their old one. And come up with a new one.
There you go.
A new design or something like that.
Yeah, yours are kind of long. I think when we were like redoing this pattern, it's like, oh, they're like longer than they are wide. But when they're long and skinny, it's smart because they keep their shape better. If they get too wide, you know, you can kind of. Well, you even said, do you want them to have a pointy toe?
Right.
And that's
fun. Here's the deal. we couldn't, one reason these didn't get made is like a couple years ago or whatever, we were looking for the pattern and we couldn't find it. And we couldn't find the pattern that I had made. And then we found it about 2 years ago, right before COVID, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't know where it is again. We couldn't find it. And then I said to Mallory,
I think I would just draft one because
this would be a lot quicker. What's the big deal? They don't have to match Hillary's. Like with Hillary's, we wanted
them to be the
same. Third babies to look like the other two.
Right.
So I did say to Mallory, you know, do you want this a different shape? Do you want a big toe on this? Do you want a curved toe on this? I mean, you can make them in the shape of a cowboy boot if you want.
I think the curved toes are cute, but I was like, there's already a lot going on.
You know? Right. There is a lot going on.
Plenty.
We will show you some pictures. There's a lot going on. So I will sew the back on this. Then I will make my lining.
Is the lining a little smaller or what? What's the deal?
The lining is only shorter is
just
what I
shorter.
Do.
Okay.
Shorter seems to work out fine.
Okay.
I don't make it smaller.
Okay.
Shorter so that it goes down in there and I can pull the top of the stocking. I can make sure, you know, it's down in there.
The outer part folds a tad bit down. I see.
Yes.
I see.
And, of course, I need to put a hanger on it.
Yep.
So, anyway, I make the stocking. I put the stocking together, and I put the lining together, and I leave a huge
opening.
Yeah. I would say like 10 inches.
Yeah, because
for these big ones.
They're
because these are stiff,
it's
too.
It's stiff now because you've, you know,
and I don't
want
to have to contort
it
too bad to get it out.
Right.
So, put these two together, put the lining over it, right? Stitch around the top, pull it. Now, those will have right sides together.
Uh-huh.
And then when I pull it out and then I shove it back in the stocking, the right side will be in the stocking, right, of the lining. Lining can be anything. Sometimes it's something significant. Sometimes it is not.
Could be it. Yeah, it could be anything you want it to be.
And I usually use like a quilting cotton because it's light. You know, it's easy. If it does get dirty, if there's candy in there or something, somebody can, you know, pull that lining out. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
And scrub it or something if they need to. And it doesn't need to be heavy. It just needs to be lined. So I do, you know, before I stuff it back in there, I just sew that with the machine and like you said, if you wanted to go back, you could open that back up.
Underrated sewing technique, like number two, I think, or underrated or unknown or don't think about. Okay. So first one in this episode was like, just make something a rectangle and trace the shape on, which we're always talking about, right? Like don't cut out your complex shapes, your curvy shapes. Second is sewing linings of like the stocking or a purse or whatever with a freaking straight stitch on your sewing machine.
Like, and I do this usually like on the back side, the heel side.
Yeah.
And I do it on the straight of it.
Yes.
Not on a curve, on a straight. And like I say, it's like 10 inches, but it's also on this stocking, it's like 10 inches down. Now, if I had a smaller stocking, obviously I wouldn't need all that room.
But I've seen people like, you know, taking a bunch of time to hand sew together a lining on like a purse. And I'm like, it'll just look like the smallest kind of line of stitching. You know, it will not be a big deal. And I remember myself getting on the train. Like, this is amazing. This saved me 30 minutes. Like, you know, so totally worth it. So if you're ever having to sew up a lining, think if it would be cool to do it on your sewing machine is what I'm saying. Okay. So we'll sew that up. And the kids have picked out these tassels for hangers that are like weapons. I mean, one of them's got like metal.
They're
in
big,
it.
Long beaded,
ridiculous tassels.
We've actually lost them again.
Yeah, now we've lost them. We'll find them.
I saw them.
No, we'll find it. I just didn't look too hard because we need to record this episode. I know we're gonna find them. They did not disappear. We'll post some pictures of the stockings and
I put jingle bells on them too.
Oh, jingle bell, of course.
I like jingle bells because and then if the kids are moving it, they hear the little ding.
I think that the kids aren't going to want to put these away for Christmas. We might have to like hang them up in their room, you know.
I will tell you, Hillary's kids have really enjoyed them.
Yeah. They've been a lot of fun. Okay, everybody. Well, thanks for listening. ZD, take it away.
So long and so happy.
Thanks for listening to Sewing Out Loud. For even more expert sewing advice, visit sewhere.com.